Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda.
Hello.
Nancy is from UniversalSkies.com, and I am IntuitiveSoul.com. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month.
Correct.
And Nancy is our in-house astrologist, so we do like to get her telling us about stuff. But today we're going to talk about the power of knowing who I am. But let's talk about what's been happening with Mars here. We finally have gone direct.
Yes, Mars has finally shifted into direct motion, and you could feel the energy shift too, right? But there's still this dynamic of pulling up a lot of karmic stuff that we need to let go of completely on a karmic level.
Right.
Which is connected to our soul's evolution. Right. So it's not a bad thing, but it's typically the stuff we don't like to deal with.
And why is Mars bringing up the karma?
Just any time there's a planetary shift.
Okay.
Okay. We feel that shift within ourselves. Mars necessarily isn't bringing up the karma. What also happened was Pluto shifted retrograde.
Oh, that's right.
And with Pluto shifting retrograde, Pluto,
and it's like 6 months of the year, right?
For a long time. Yeah. Yeah. And Pluto retrograde is actually beneficial, I think, for a lot of people. Like, if you're born with a Pluto retrograde, it's very beneficial. But it's also very introspective. So it allows us to pull our energy inward and go deep into our being and use our consciousness to discover, okay, what is it that we need to work through? So it allows you the opportunity to pull those things that we normally bury within our unconscious mind, deep within ourselves, into a conscious state.
Right.
Within ourselves, whether or not we can communicate it or share it with other people, that's where it might get discombobulated sometimes, like just trying to communicate that interconnectivity that you've made within yourself and that aha or awareness that you made. But you get it on an internal level. So,
right. And Mars is still in its shadow, though, until something like June something. That wasn't news.
Yeah, though. It's towards the end. But what we're doing is correcting the path of retrograde. So we're going back over that path that it went retrograde and moving forward, finally.
Okay.
But we're still in the Mercury shadow, too. So we got about another week before Mercury finishes its shadow after going retrograde. Yeah.
But I thought it was April 4th.
It's already shifted into Aries. It went direct on April 4th.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's about 3 weeks.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a retrograde for 3 weeks and the shadow period's 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks before shadow, 3 week retrograde, 3 week after shadow.
Oh my God.
Awesome. There's the pre-shadow. Okay. post-shadow's more intense.
Really?
Pre-shadow can be a little more chaotic.
Okay.
Post-shadow is like that finishing up. Dynamic. It's afterwards.
All
it's
right.
The correction.
Okay.
That you're making.
Now, we're not going to talk about what's happening next month. We'll wait and talk about that next month, even though it's already started, the pre-shadow.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that pre-shadow right now. Now we're dealing with all these other post-shadows.
So I think a lot of people have been going through some stuff. Like, a lot of people are working through some really intense things.
Really intense things.
Yeah.
And usually when the energy intensifies, we get busier, right? Yeah. Because people need that assistance or guidance. And I also find what's going on right now is really, like, everything that's transpiring, everybody has the ability to work through it themselves if they choose to be self-conscious and identify with the truth or the core of what's transpiring. People who aren't conscious, right, which is a choice, you can choose to live in an unconscious reality, it's more difficult for them because they're not trying to make that connection or that synthesis.
Okay, I'm just laughing because, you know, I'm a pretty conscious person and I've been finding it really difficult. So I'm just thinking, you know, I'm not sure that it's more difficult for the conscious people.
I think the difference is it's more dramatic if you're not conscious. Whereas if you're conscious, it still takes time to work through the stuff. Mm. It just might not be as dramatic.
Okay.
So that might be the
It's just I'm more aware of it. I'm more aware of it. I know when I'm going through it. Okay. So we know that people are going through some stuff. If you have a question and you want some answers, this would be the time to get online and either go through instant message, which is right on the homepage of New Sky Radio, or we always take phone calls first. So if you want to connect in with us, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. The lines have been getting kind of busy, so if you do have a question, you want to get in as quickly as possible so that we can make sure we can try and answer you for today. So, yeah, because I know it's been just crazy. And, I mean, you've been talking about people with headaches, and, you know, my co-host on Monday has been talking about how there's been suicides, and, like, it's just been a really challenging time.
Yes, actually, and then... It's funny because now that you mentioned suicides, it's like, yeah, I have a list of people that I know that have experienced a connection with somebody who's committed suicide recently as well. But yeah, the headaches, almost everybody I'm talking to is saying that they've been dealing with this headache for 2 to 3 weeks. And typically whenever there's a major energetic shift, okay, it alters our energetic body, which then reverbs into our physical body through our energetic system. And the energetic system in the body is the neurological system.
Right.
It's the neurons that carry the energy. So whenever there's a huge energetic shift, and, you know, make the connection to the earth shifts that are happening. Three earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In the last 2 weeks. Lots of tornado weather going on as well. In the last 2 weeks, actually,
Is that because of the supermoon? Like we're in an
It could be because of the supermoon. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to the supermoon. There's times where I feel the moon is more powerful than others. I don't always feel it in alignment with the supermoon.
Okay. But we just did have a supermoon, full moon.
So. Yeah, we did. And that was a pretty bright one.
Yeah.
So,
it was pretty awesome, actually. But yeah.
And we're coming up to a new moon now.
Yeah. But for the next 3 months, we're having supermoons, so.
Eclipses are coming back in June, too.
So a supermoon and an eclipse. That would be great. Oh, you're just full of...
Well, if you think about the moon is the light in the dark. Okay? The moon reflects the rays of the sun.
Right.
It doesn't have its own light. It just reflects light. And we see it at nighttime. And nighttime is an introspective time. So the moon is our night light. It's the light that we're allowed to turn on in the dark. Right now, we're entering into a balsamic phase, which is the dark moon, just before the new moon. And it just came out of the sign of Pisces, which is about karmic completion. And it's into the sign of Aries. So it's a balsamic Aries moon, which is really triggering that karmic completion around self-identity. Because, like, the balsamic moon can represent karmic completion as well. And the Aries moon is really about new beginnings around the self or your self-identity. So there's this, it's like we're standing in this doorway of finishing something up on a karmic level, and then there's this huge desire to move forward with a new way of being. And we're trapped in that doorway, so we're still dealing with the stuff of the past as we want to project forward into the future.
Right.
And so there's that push-pull. And whenever I get that sensation of push-pull or backwards-forwards, like one step forward, one step back, I think of, you know, riding in a bumpy truck or being jiggled or, you know, like feeling yourself slamming forward and back. And then there's that altering of the spine as you're being moved around like that. So even though it may not be happening on a physical level and the altering of the spine, the energetic level, it's still happening. So we're still feeling the shock in our neurons of this energy shift. And that could be the major cause of severe muscle tension in the back and the neck and the shoulder area, as well as the headaches, because the headaches are connected to the nerve endings found in the first 2 or 3 vertebrae in the neck.
Right.
So if there's, you know, the new moon that's coming up is in the sign of Taurus, Taurus rules the neck area. So if you have a misalignment, if you're feeling pressure at the back of your head or at the neck area, it can trigger severe headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the energetic adjustments that are transpiring.
Interesting. So, what is the power of knowing who I am?
The power of knowing who I am is the amount of power that you can feel within yourself when you tap into your true identity. So we go around life believing that we think we know who we are. We're I'm this type of characteristic. I'm that type of characteristic. And what we do, because we're so focused on, you know, I'm that bubbly, friendly, happy-go-lucky person, that there's a tendency to reject other aspects of identity or even repress or limit yourself to only being that individual. And you're blocking so much more potential, right? So even though everybody wants to be that happy, bubbly, happy-go-lucky person, there's more to life than just that facade, right? There's the responsible aspect of self. There's the leadership skills that live within yourself. And when we deal with astrology, we're dealing with a polarity. Every sign has a polarity within itself. So there's a negative trait and a positive trait, or what we may deem as negative or positive, and how we use those traits.
So it's always our perception.
It's our perception, because like you could be stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay. And most, if you say somebody's stubborn, a lot of people go, ooh, I don't like that. That's a negative trait. But stubborn is also persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if you're like stubbornly projecting yourself so that you attain a goal and you're going to say, no, I'm not going to accept anything but that goal, that's a form of persistence, which can actually serve you. So it's really about opening up your consciousness to how you identify with who you are. Look at all sides of who you are. See how you can take what is typically deemed as a negative trait and flip that into a positive trait, right? So like the persistence and stubborn is one way. Okay, of taking a negative quality and flipping it into a positive quality. And then we're constantly dealing with our polar opposite sign as well. So typically when we deal with the north node, south node, which is the south node is our past and the north node is what we've come here to learn. So it's a little bit about our future and our gift and our lessons in life. When we deal with that, we deal with polar opposite signs. But also when it comes to self-identity, our rising sign or first house has a polar opposite, and that would be the seventh house of how we relate in relationships to other people. So if you can understand your self-identity, you will understand your relationship interactions. If you look at your sun sign, which is self-identity, your earth sign is always directly opposite that. Mm-hmm. So I'm sun sign in Sagittarius. My earth sign is in Gemini. Okay, so I'm working with not just the Sagittarius traits, but I'm also working in life through implementing that sense of identity of Sagittarius and my inner freedom and my desire for inner freedom and working that out in the world in a physical life with communications. So I really need to communicate my inner freedom. Okay. Sagittarius often deals with communication as well, but it's more about like higher knowledge, higher knowing, and where Gemini is about communicating that as information. So, and there's like the how two signs that are opposite each other interact with each other. But typically when we think, oh, this is an opposite sign, we go and look at the negative qualities of that sign and choose not to embrace the positive qualities of that sign. So through identifying with who you are truly, you're eliminating those false beliefs that are blocking you because it's like you have blinders on. You only want to see a specific thing. And when you identify with who you are at a heart level, at a truthful level, and open up to all those negative and positive experiences and qualities of who you truly are, you take the blinders off and you can see things totally differently. So there is a lot of inner power to be attained when you can truly identify with who you are at a heart level.
Cool. Oh, well, I think we'll go to our first break. We have a few instant feedback, so we'll deal with them when we get back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, who is our in-house astrologer, and myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. And we are talking about...
the power of knowing who am I.
There you go. We're going to take our first instant feedback, but if you have any questions, we know that people have been going through a lot of different stuff. If you have questions, you can either send us an instant feedback right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. Please be specific as to what you're wanting to know, because we can't ask you questions if you're not on the phone. And please give us a call if you would rather... have more interaction, because it's easier for us to interact with you if you give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so Angela's agreeing with what we're going through. The other thing with, because it's Nancy, if you want to give us your date of birth, that would be great. The first couple have not given their date of birth, but I'm sure we can still figure out what's going on with them. I know. So last week was crazy for her. She was waiting for a refund, so I'm assuming it was a tax refund. Just when we thought life would get a little bit easier, her car breaks down, her daughter has to go into urgent medical care from the sounds of it, and her car's still not running great. So now they're overstruck. Oh, no, she did put in her date of birth. I'm sorry. That's great. Thank you, Angela. So she's overstruggling financially, trying to work two jobs. Is there any relief? Her date of birth is the 27th of August, 75. So 38.
First thing that comes to me is breathe. even when, because typically, like I, you know, we had mentioned that a lot of stuff is going on, and it seems as though quite often when we're going through one experience, there's like this domino effect, like somebody stacked all these dominoes and one just hits off the other, which hits off the other, and it pushes us to us that pushes us to that point of exhaustion. And it is in that point of exhaustion that one must breathe. Number one. Okay, take time for you whenever you can. And I know you can tell me 1,000 reasons as to why, you know, there is no time. You got to do this, that, and the other thing. And I understand that as a limitation. But if you get that 10 minutes before bed to do nothing, then take that 10 minutes for before bed and do nothing and be thankful of that nothing.
Yeah. Sorry. Knowing that this is something that I've experienced. 38.
Thank you, Lori.
I've been experiencing a lot of, 37. Finances is that one area that it affects our basic needs. So it really puts a strain. And of course, you were just thinking there was going to be relief, and then something happens. And I'm going to say that probably there's something that will always happen in those types of situations, because we're working through so much so dramatically and so quickly in this life. Like, everything is happening at supersonic speed, especially these last couple of years. So the more you're working through this issue around freedom, I'm going to say freedom for you, that there's something around freedom that you're wanting, that it, and to you're probably thinking, freedom, I just want to breathe. And,
yeah.
And I get that. But what you're working towards is something so much bigger. And that's why the little things need to come up so that you can, connect in with them, and so that you can know what it is that you need to work through. But I do see some things opening up for you. There's something about, I'm not sure if it, I'm not sure if it's about you switching jobs or if it's working with your kids or your children's kids, or not probably going to have grandchildren at that age. But there's something around working with kids and, you know, finding a lot of joy in that. And I'm not sure if that's something new or what that's about, but I'm seeing a lot of things happening. It's just that there's this bit from the past that is still like rearing its head for you to sort of clear. And that's what is, you know, creating these little blips. And to you, I'm sure they feel more than little blips, but you know, 10 years from now, you'll look back and say, oh, that was just a little blip. And I know you don't need to hear that right now, but really, honestly, it's still something little. You're still going to get through this. It's just that it feels like you're wading in what would be a good, in the weeds of water. Like you're stuck in all those weeds, and that's what you're feeling instead of, you know, opening up and releasing that. So Nancy, what are you getting?
Yeah, similar situation. You know, it's a compilation of all these little things.
Yeah.
And when we pile up all these little things, we're dealing with one big thing. So keep working through it.
Yeah.
Basically right now, it's just kind of like entering into a cycle of evolution within the self and with the soul. And that typically happens to most people at the age of 37, 38. So there's that cycle of evolution, and I'm actually seeing new opportunities that are coming along. It doesn't mean it's any easier to manage. It's just new opportunities. So, which could bring in a new vibration. Know that when we do bring in these new opportunities, if we haven't dealt with past issues, then it opens up the challenge of those past issues. So it's kind of like all these situations that are colliding are connected to that, right? And you really have to discern, what do you want to deal with? What do you have to deal with? And, you know, what I'm hearing is pick your issue, right? Don't scatter your energies too much, even though, like, we have a lot of priorities in life. But pick the ones that are going to be successful for you and eliminate what's not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. So I hope that helps. And Angela, let us know. Okay. So we're actually going to take a caller. Melissa, and her date of birth is the 17th of August, 78. Hi, Melissa. Yeah. So, okay.
You're
good. So how are you? You're moving through something.
Yeah, I'm really stressed out. I have a lot going on. I'm in recovery, and my daughter and I are moving into a recovery house. And
right.
I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing and that I'm on my path and I'm, like, doing everything that's, you know, asked of me or that I decided to write in before I came here that I don't remember. So
of course.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So you've been sober 90 days, and you're doing it with your daughter?
Yeah, she's with her dad sometimes, but she, you know, I picked a house where she could go into, you know, because her dad at first wasn't really okay with her moving into one with me, but she's 9, you know, and she's totally accepting of it like I am, so it'll
Perfect.
Be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations, you go girl.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, huge message from Spirit saying you go. This was really hard for you to do. And you need to acknowledge that even when situations get tough, that, you know, you're taking the higher ground on this one. So congratulations with your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it's not always going to be easy, and, you know, it's not always going to be easy. There's going to be some real tough roads ahead. Just, okay. I like to see them as choices. They're all opportunities. They're all choices. Just see them as a choice. And if you make the choice and you don't like what happens with that choice, just know that you can always change it. You can always change it. And it's not good or bad. It's just a choice. That's it.
Yeah.
Just see it as a choice. You made a different choice. You can make a different choice. And so just when things get tough, you know, just know how much you are supported and how much you are loved by everybody around you. Like, you have so much love all around you. Just know, you know, it's a choice. And don't get down on yourself if, you know, if you take the wrong choice. Like, just go with it. Like, you're doing so much amazing stuff, and this is taking you to such a higher place, and, you know, you're like, wow. Like, I'm in awe of what you've chosen to take on in this life and where you're going with it, and you're doing great work. So there's going to be lots of choices and opportunities around you. Weigh them. If you don't like the choice you made, just know that you can always make a different choice, and you can. Okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, this is big for you. This is really, really big. And when Lori was speaking, there's just all these channels of white light just beaming on you. I want you to know.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, at any point in time that you feel discouraged, remember the white light that is shining down on you, because you are getting so much support from Spirit right now. It almost makes me want to cry.
Me too.
The amount of love that's going to you is unbelievable.
I wonder who my spirit guide is all the time. And I did this meditation, like a Sylvia Brown meditation one time, and I kept seeing this guy over and over again. And I was like, well, it could be my kid that I lost, or it could be, you know, it could be my spirit guide, but I have no idea who he or she is or anything.
We always have at least three guides with us at all times, and sometimes when times get tough, we get more.
Yeah, and right now you have a team, like a huge team working with you.
Yeah.
So remember that they're always there, okay?
Is there any names that you guys get at all that I can call out to or anything?
For your one spirit guide that you're identifying with, I keep, you know, and it's a human name. I'm not getting a spirit name. I'm getting George. So there's this George energy around you. I don't know who that is or what it means. I just keep seeing George.
So it could be somebody.
Okay. So, like, if it doesn't mean anything to you, just let it go. Like, don't get trapped up in the name.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Because the names, they just pick up for you more than it for them, because you know, it's
Sylvia's books, and then I read Journey of the Souls for the past couple weeks. So I have a really amazing spiritual teacher in this life too, and he does like Reiki and body work on me, and my intuition is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and everybody keeps seeing it. But it's like, you know, the self-conscious addict mind of that I have is always like doubting myself and thinking that I have like negative around me and that I don't have, you know, the right to have all the love and light, and it's just crazy. So
yeah, let that go. You know, take those beams of light that are coming down on you and shine it onto every thought of negative thought around, you know, not when it comes to self-worth or self-love. Let that break up, because it is breaking up. So just keep focused, and in those times of self-doubt, keep shining that light.
Yeah.
You ladies are awesome. You made my day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You take care. Yeah. Best of luck.
You too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we're going to go to break. If you have a question, and I know a lot of people are going through stuff, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com, or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Salvation. children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Rudin. Nancy is from Universal Sky, and I'm from Intuitive Soul. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of each month. She's looking at a special this month where we're looking at understanding our unique gifts and lesson, what makes you tick or talk, what inspires your soul with Who Am I? Astrology consultations. And the reduced rate, it's only if you email her at nancy@universalsky.com. In the next 7 days and mention that you're a Sky listener, you'll receive a one-hour reading for $150. And that's a pretty good deal because you have to do about 2 hours of prep work prior to each reading.
Yes.
So, and you get an hour reading. So it really, really, astrologers underrate themselves. They really could charge so much more just for all the work that you have to put into it. So, yes. So, if you're interested in getting a Who Am I astrology consultation, contact Nancy in the next 7 days. Mention that you're a Sky listener so that you can get a discount on her regular readings, only $150. All right. So thank you, Leslie, for listening to the show and sending us your date of birth.
Yes, thank you, Leslie.
So Leslie wants to know, love, career. It sounds more career because it sounds like you're looking at moving into the healthcare, considering going back into school and wondering about self-employment. So I'm going to say, I know what Nancy's going to say because of your date of birth.
I already wrote my notes.
And that's really why you're now in a place of wondering what you want to do because you're at that place where you're really, because that was when I went from like a management position in the government to, you know, going into my own, because I just knew that this was not who I was supposed to be. Like, it was not, and this is when you're going through, who am I supposed to be, right?
Yeah, well, it's who am I supposed to be when I grow up? And you may have thought 5 years ago that you grew up already,
right.
But no, welcome to your Saturn return. And with our Saturn return, it's really about us identifying with the adult within ourselves and taking that responsibility and moving forward within our career. So typically when we hit the age that you're at right now, you're just starting it. And it's kind of like when you look at all your options, there's this sense of being overwhelmed, and you're looking at the workload, because the child that, you know, is still within you saying, I don't want to have to do all that work to get to where I want to be. And the adult in you is saying, well, if I want to get to where I want to be, I have to do all that work. Mm-hmm. And stop looking at it as work. It's not work. It's a part of life. It's a process that we all have to go through eventually. So it's the choices you're making, it's difficult to make that choice because it is life-altering. You're going to have a life-altering experience whether you make a choice or not. So you know what? Do what you want to do. Do with what feels right. If it's the healthcare, that's in complete alignment with your sun sign. You've got this natural ability to tap into health consciousness. So yeah, go with health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm seeing that it's funny because love is showing up at the end part of your reading, because I think that that's another thing that you're really working on. But I get, yeah, like you're kind of like, you don't know, like, I think what you're doing right now is kind of your job, and you're wanting to reshift into something that's more your life work. And I get that it would be excellent for you too. I mean, in these times, I never tell anybody to just quit your job and do anything stupid like I did. unless you know, you have a great support system behind you, and that's what you really need to work on, is setting up a network. But there's going to be somebody coming into your life in the next little while, and I think that your priorities may shift over to that. But just remember that that's there. Like, remember, you know, that you need to look at, you know, what you're wanting, and to still go forward with that. So schooling, I mean, I don't get that it's not like you have to go to university. It's probably just some courses that you're going to be taking, I feel anyway. So yeah, go for it. Have fun. Like, you're still so young. Like, go do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I agree. See, a lot of the difficulty, I think, with those who are Virgo born or who have very strong Virgo energy is the tendency to overanalyze on an intellectual level or with our thought. And, you know, when you had mentioned, I don't think this is just really about making a mental choice. It's not. It's about following your heart and not your head.
Yeah.
And that's part of your whole Saturn evolutionary cycle. And, you know, when you start to learn how to follow your heart, that's when you'll get that distraction to see if you can strengthen that muscle to continue following your heart. Not to say that a relationship is a distraction. Don't allow a relationship to become a distraction, because then there's bigger lessons in responsibility, which puts more emphasis on Saturn.
All right. So, Leslie, good luck. I think there's going to be some great things happening in the next little bit. I just want to do a follow-up from Angela. She thanks us for doing the reading, and she is trying to breathe. She teaches dance to kids, and that's her second job, so I was right about that. I think that that's kind of where your heart's at, so definitely continue on with that. She's not sure what from the past she has to let go of and work on, but she's picking one issue. Anyway, I think, you know, but don't want bad karma to come back to me. Okay, sweetie, that's not what karma's all about. But yes, work on that. We'll get into that on another show. So keep listening to our show. We'll talk about karma again, but that's not what karma is about. Karma is about bringing balance into our lives and balancing out all of our past stuff. So karma isn't good and bad. It just is. And we're the ones that perceive it and label it that way. But we've got a whole bunch of other people, so we're going to leave it at that. Thanks, Angela, for contacting us back and letting us know. All right. So our next one is Amala, A-M-A-L-A. And we did tell you what Nancy's website is. And her date of birth is the 16th of December, 73. So a nice Sagittarius for Nancy.
Sag.
She's going through some major changes, wondering what's happening regarding relationships for this year. All right, so we may not get to it completely before we have to go to break, but we'll give it a shot, and if not, we'll answer it when we get back. All right, so...
Okay, I zoned out there for a minute.
Did ya?
Yeah, I heard relationships and what else?
Nope, just that. Just
okay. I thought you said two things.
I don't think I did.
Okay, first thing I get is really open your mind to what you perceive a relationship to be and stop looking at past relationships. Because whenever you look backwards, you're getting disappointed. Let go of that disappointment. Know that those were lessons that you needed to learn. And learning them means you're no longer going to let them hold that power over you or that disappointment over you. So it's kind of like try to acknowledge the lesson in learning that within those relationships that you've learned so that you can clear the slate and move forward. It's really about altering your mindset. Okay, so there's this, I need to alter my mind about how I think my heart needs to feel. Is the message I get.
Yeah. Yeah. And I totally agree. I think there's a lot of stress around this. Now, I was just trying to look back to see if she just was wondering, like, she knows she's going through major changes.
Yeah.
And just wondering what's happening with regards to relationships. I'm going to guess that there's probably more than just one relationship in that. There's a dynamic of things going on, not just your intimate relationship, but other relationships around you that are also being affected. And it's the past stuff that sort of interferes and starts bringing in stress and stuff. But just, you know, just be open, move into your heart, let things sort of unfold. Don't try to control things.
Like, yeah.
Just be really fluid and let things sort of happen. But I you know, there's some wonderful lessons that are going to happen with regards to relationships, and just be open to the lesson, be open to the gift that comes through.
There is a gift coming through.
Absolutely.
I do get that for sure.
Mm-hmm. A big one.
But it also needs to be a surprise.
Yeah, because I'm getting nothing on than that.
It's kind of, I see a box with a big bow on it. Okay, so that's the visual I get. And, you know, spirit shaking its head saying, no, you can't open the box. You can't open.
Only
Amelia can open the box. So.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so it's time for our last break. I'm going to say we are full up. So if you want to connect with us, Nancy will be back on May 2nd.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Wednesdays are wonderful on the sky. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, New Sky Radio presents Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities Lori Houston uses to attain this connection. Lori will guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Afterlife, Real Life takes the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Practical metaphysics, readings, guests, spirit topics from modern life. Come and visit with Trish and Stephanie as they explore a practical and unique approach to developing your personal mechanism and communicating with spirits in today's modern world. Live from Mount Shasta, Washington, it's Mystic Radio featuring spiritual mother Robin Alexis and her husband Bob Bordenero. Callers from all over the world join in the conversation. Be sure to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. She will be back with us in May 2nd. I know it's been a jammed packed day, which it has been for the last few weeks. It's been just crazy. I think everybody is going through something. So you may want to take advantage of Nancy's special rate for Sky listeners, but you have to contact her on her website or email her and state that you're a Sky listener. Within the next 7 days, and you can get a one-hour reading, but of course there's 2 hours of prep work involved in a astrology reading. It's only $150. Just mention that you're with Sky so that you can get that discount. And it's all about what's inspiring your soul with who am I astrology consultation. All right, so our next caller is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hey.
So you're going through... We're good. You're going through some tough times, huh?
Yes.
Well, Nancy's got an answer right now for you, so...
I do. Based on the current cycle that you're in, it's called Chiron Return. And what happens at Chiron Return is the Kundalini, or the energy that flows through our body, is activated. So there's huge types of energetic energy going through your center channel. And it's activating light into all of your chakra centers. And within all of our chakra centers are where we program our lessons and our learnings and what's hurt us or wounded us throughout life and past lives. And, you know, so it's this continual, and you're actually given this wonderful opportunity to heal. And in order to heal, you must recognize what needs healing. So as this light energy goes through you, it brings to your conscious awareness everything that is in alignment with your wounds. You are just completing this cycle.
Which is good news.
It is good news. You're coming out of it. So, like, you know, there was a mention of, you know, you've had a couple of hard years. Yes, you have. Congratulations. It's soon time for you to celebrate life in a new way.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, like, just really hold on to that inspiration, because it's coming, and it's coming huge. I'm going to say one of the biggest things for you to do is learn how to follow your heart. I believe you are a Leo. You are ruled by your heart chakra. Follow your heart. Do not let anybody else tell you what to point your heart in, because only you know.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, like, it's like you've put in a lot of work. You have been like at this and at this and at this. It's like you've done the time, and so now you're gonna get to shine for a little bit. Like it's like you're coming to the end of whatever healing that needed to be done, and so you've been doing a lot of work. And I think it's all gonna pay off in a big way. And there's going to be some great choices coming to you. I think there's going to be some love coming to you. Just a lot of different things to assist you. Oh, yeah, there's definitely love.
Yeah, there's love.
There's definitely love
Maybe
coming.
Maybe one of those little rewards.
Yeah, one of the rewards for all the hard work you've been doing. But, yeah, there's, like, definitely a lot of great things coming your way. So I know that it feels like you've been through hell and back.
Yeah.
And in some ways you have. Like, in some ways that's exactly where you've been. And you're moving out of it. So just hold on to that faith and knowledge that everything is moving forward and you are right on track.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. You needed it. But you know what? Nicely, we didn't have to tell you anything, anything that, like,
no,
that you need to work on. It's like,
yeah,
you're doing it.
You're doing it already. So, like, just keep up with it. It's almost over.
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah, it's going to get better very, very soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
We did that kind of anyway. All right. So we are going to try and answer very quickly this last.
Okay. The last quick answer.
The
Go.
Last quick one. So we're going to give you two dates, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I know. Well, we're just going to deal with Lisa because it's Lisa. So it's the 29th of August, 62. And she's just come into a new relationship, which is April 4th, 69. I'm going to do this quickly. There's some things happening, and which was interesting because when right before the show, we were looking at when things kind of go direct and stuff. And, you know, Lisa, like the whole show, we've been getting people born in August. Not all of them are Virgos. Some of them have been Leos,
yeah.
But we've been getting like this thread of
Leo Virgo all
well,
day.
August.
With one edge. There's one little arrow pointing through the mix.
But it's just been interesting because a lot of the stuff finally ends in August.
In August.
So it's like you're kind of being the culmination of everything that's kind of coming to you. So, all right. I'm going to say that you are working through a lot of relationship stuff. And I'm not sure why you're working through. I don't know if there's any time for it. I don't think it's necessarily that, other than this is probably one of your life paths. I know that, it's not Leo, it's Virgo. Virgo. Yeah, Virgo. Okay.
Interesting. Okay, let me make this Virgo connection right now.
Okay.
Mars is in Virgo.
Okay.
Okay, and it went retrograde.
Right.
Or direct.
Right.
Wouldn't have happened to have been April 4th of this year.
Oh, it was. It was totally.
On the new relationship's birthday, to be exact.
Well, Mercury did.
Oh, that was Mercury.
That was Mercury. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. No,
Mars was like the next week.
I'm still seeing this whole interconnection thing, and I'm like, okay, how do I make sense of it? How do I make sense?
Yeah, so there's something going on. I'm not sure this is the one. I'm going to say that there's some lessons that he's going to teach you, and there's some things going on about that. I think there's going to be some other choices that you're going to make in the near future as to, you know, what's going on with that. I think he's going to bring up some of, you know what? Now I'm going to go with the opposite of that card, which is it's probably really good sex, but I think
that's funny because you said this is the one. I heard no, this is the fun.
Right. And that's exactly what I was like, I was going to bring up the fierce part, and I was like, no, it's not the fierce part,
no, it's the
fun part. So, okay, so he's giving you something that you desperately need right now, and I'm just going to say that that's what the relationship's been set up to, and there's going to be different choices for you. We don't have a lot of time, Nancy.
Yeah, tap into the inspiration that this relationship brings because it's really about illuminating and opening and allowing that darkness out of you so that you can be that light within you. So have fun, number one. No attachments. Don't project too far into the future. Just embrace the light.
Yeah, for sure. And just have fun. Have fun and let that be part of what this is about instead of making it about, you know, this deep, heavy commitment relationship.
Got it. You've been too serious all your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you Virgo. Go. Yeah, way too serious.
Way too serious.
This is like heavy duty serious. So yeah. Be fun. All right. Have fun.
So awesome. This has been a very busy day. We knew it was going to be. We're glad that you joined us. Nancy will be back with us May 2nd. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com, and may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.